episode 25, Christmas time. And this will be our last podcast of the year, but we wanted to come on and tis the season.
Right.
Yes, sir. And I wanted to. First of all, let me introduce you guys to my guest. I have Mr. Latrell Jackson. All right. So Latrell, when did you on board with Boyd?
Last year in November.
Last year in November. And now Latrell is what at Boyd Brothers? Lease purchase driver.
Right.
Come on, right. Man. Are you forgetting? How long do we have before we pay that truck off?
About six months.
So we're getting close. Life changes, guys. Once you go from a lease guy to a true owner, things get amazing. I know it's a struggle out there. And you know what I'm saying? In the lease purchase, because you're paying for your own fuel.
Right.
You're fighting for miles. You're fighting for the
right load.
Definitely. Things are starting to slow down just a tad bit. You're having to change your lanes up to try to make the money that you need.
Right.
And that goes along with the holidays. And that's why we're here to talk about Christmas, because it is an exciting time. But also, we do know there are some hard workers out there that's trying to make a living during these hard times.
Right.
And so I seen my man down here down in a driver lounge, and I just knew he was my guy. Because, you know, I wanted to have somebody on that could kind of talk about what's going on right now. And let's talk about the holidays.
Okay.
And how exciting the holidays are.
Okay.
So Christmas, I know it's a very exciting time for you. Do you have any kids?
Yeah, I got a football
how
team.
How many kids?
Yeah. Football team, cheerleading team, everything. So I got about five.
So it's very important to you.
That's right.
And then talk about some of the fun that you have on Christmas.
Just spending time with the family, eating again, especially at Thanksgiving. You get the same kind of foods on Christmas and stuff like that. So, you know, just seeing the joy on the kids' face, that it means a lot to me. So.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. What kind of hobbies and what kind of things do your kids like?
I would say all of my kids, really, they like sports.
Gotcha.
So this, you know, they like to play basketball, football. My little girls, they're cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're just a ball of fun.
Well, I'm empty nesters right now, me and my wife, but Christmas is still an exciting time. I talked about it on the last episode. We finally got a chance to light that Christmas tree up.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, it's just, you know, the joy on people's face, You know, watching people open gifts, it don't really have to be anything expensive. A lot of people think that you just have to make a big impression. Smaller things are the ones that's special.
Right.
Just kind of seeing the joy on people's face the morning of, and it's just a feel-good season to me.
Right.
And just working here at Boyd, we do a lot during Christmas time. I know we just made a donation down in Clayton to some shelters. And I know we do things here in Birmingham with the Children's Hospital. We'll be doing something here shortly. The toy drive with the Children's Hospital, I'm always a part of that. It's just a very exciting time, man, Christmas. And we just want to get on here, talk about it during this episode. But also, this is a trucking podcast, so let's talk about a little trucking during these times, because, you know, just to, you know, talk to guys a little bit about what happened during these times. You just come out of Thanksgiving.
Right.
You really have about 2 or 3 weeks before to make a living to get us through Christmas weekend and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, it's at a weird time. It's hitting right in the middle of the week. And what guys don't understand sometimes is just whenever, you know, you have to prepare. And if for whatever reason you hadn't prepared, then talk to the company about things that, and we'll talk to you guys about things that you can do to increase your funds, because, you know, we know Santa Claus get a lot of that. And I know you're out there in the grind. Anything you want to offer the audience, the drivers that's watching this podcast during these times, what should you do to make absolute sure that your business run the way you want it to?
I got a perfect answer for that question. So
awesome.
As far as we spoke before, it is slow right now. So, you know, a lot of loads that you're used to seeing all year round, they're not there. And so what I like to do is I like to take the shorter loads and run a lot of the shorter loads. So if I can get two short loads off in one day, I'd have made my profit for the day. So if I could do that Monday through Friday, That's what I like to do. So I try to keep it short and simple. There's no need to take no long runs and stuff like that because it's not really there, you know. So
awesome. And I appreciate you offering that to our audience, man. And so just get back to Christmas. Are there any favorite movies? Because I got something that I've been thinking about. And there, do you have any favorite movie, or is there a favorite movie that your kids like?
All right, so there's two. Yeah. But the number one for me is going to be Home Alone. All of it. Home Alone, all the series.
Yeah. I like the Home Alone series as well.
So, and then The Grinch, of course. Ooh, you which know, one, so. Though? I mean, all of them, all the Grinches.
Yeah, so. I've never been a big Grinch fan. I mean, I've just never been a big Grinch fan. But Home Alone, they never get old, man.
Right.
I mean, I think ever since I've been born, that to know how, you know, to remember as far back as you can, I can, you know, remember myself every Christmas definitely catching that movie.
Right.
And all you have to do is turn to the Hallmark Channel. That's it. There.
They gonna play it all day, 24/7.
There you go, man. And what about your kids? I know now, I mean, that's our time, and those were our favorite movies. Have you introduced that to your kids, or do they have a favorite movie that they like to watch?
They actually like The Grinch. That's my daughters. They love that. So I was actually thinking about dressing up as the Grinch and coming in the house and taking all the presents. And
oh, man. That'll be super funny, man. It may scare a few of them. What's your youngest?
My youngest, she is 3. She'll actually be 4 December.
That's amazing to see someone like that experiencing Christmas or experiencing Christmas through someone that young, man, because you know sometimes you just, you know, it's just you get older and it just sometimes don't be as exciting if it's just you and your significant other open presents. It's just I want to see it from the eyes of the kids and especially the little kids. So I definitely appreciate you coming on. It's been exciting. It's been a good year, everybody. We just need to finish up strong. We feel very confident about 25. I think there's very good things to come. Any guys interested in getting into our ALP program, definitely reach out to us. I sent a message out. We have plans for success. We just want to make absolute sure that you guys are doing the right thing and make absolute sure that you're the right guy for the job because, you know, it's a unique program and it's just not for everybody. That's why we also offer an awesome company driver program because you have to be set up for business because a lot of people don't understand in 52 weeks, which is a year, you know, you will not have success every week. But there are some times that there are some weeks that's significant enough to cover you for a long time. It's just you have to be wise with what you do with that money. And but if you're interested in getting into our ALP program, definitely reach out to me, BJ, Daniel. Other than that, we want to thank you guys. Definitely, this is the last one for the year. I definitely appreciate the audience. To anybody that want to see this podcast, make sure you subscribe to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and pretty much any other social media link that's out there. And to anyone that's looking for a truck driving career versus a truck driving job, go boy.